learning that I got from there. And then when I started reading the story books and everything, when they started doing it, so over there, then again, they told me that now when it's in storybook, try different voices. So a mouse voice will always be squeaky, but the elephant has to be humongous, right? So try to increase a diaphragm and more like it's, I am elephant. And when it's mouse, I'm a mouse, right? So try to get into the character, understand what the feeling is, and then try to say it. Otherwise, whatever is going on in the story and your voice, if doesn't match the emotions of it, then it's lost, right? Then again, there are different, what I learned is different emotions, right? For example, when it's storybook, there has to be emotions. When it's a monologue or just a script, it just has to be straightforward. If it's in, let's say, an IVR clip like we have on the telephones, right? You don't need emotions over there. You just need it like a blank face and just say the dialogues, okay? Because the person over there is not looking for emotions over there. They are just like, please call, please dial number 9 for this, please dial number 1 for this. So don't make it emotional over there. So what the course really taught me is where to use the emotions, where to modulate your voice, and where to just shut up and just deliver what is there in front of you. So that was a really interesting thing, because the technicalities, I think, when I sat here in the morning, I told you I sit a bit like sideways so that my sirs or shows don't come into it. So these are the small things which you never understand, unless until someone else tells this to us. So I think that was really great 4 months. Because the blessing that I had, I tried to get more out of it, amplify it, I can say, so that it does the right thing. It has never been like, it has always been, I can say, my dream to be in the creative